Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We'll talk to you about anything you want. That is the point of the program. The toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. And coming up, more disturbing airport news. This is maybe the most disturbing yet. I mean, it's been pretty bad with the whole, there's a chance they're going to start using lie detectors. That one never really came to fruition. But they've got the bomb-sniffing machines. They've got, you know, of course, the X-raying and all that stuff that's been going on. There are people that are eyeballing you, looking for suspicious behavior. I mean, the airports are the most police state-ish places, I think, in the entire country. And it's about to get even more disturbing. We'll get to that, but first I think we need to get this correction out there quickly. I was over at the LCL Report on YouTube, one of our advertisers, Taryn Lupo, at the LCL Report. He was doing a report on the Pledge of Allegiance, and his question that he was asking was, should he stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance? Because now he's come across this information about what the history of the American Pledge of Allegiance is, and for those that don't know, the history of the American Pledge of Allegiance is, well, it was written by a Christian socialist, also known as a national socialist. Francis Bellamy and his brother were flag salesmen, and they were trying to figure out a way they could essentially guarantee that they'll get more flag sales. So they came up with this nationalistic, state-worshipping indoctrination pledge, which is really all the Pledge of Allegiance is.
It's true. It is written by it's a little bit complicated, though, because I think his involvement, it was prior to it becoming the really racist party that it became. And
wait, who? What?
My understanding of
The Nazis?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But still, I mean, socialism is socialism.
Yes, he was a socialist. That's
so
definitely.
There are a lot of people that say the pledge, put their hands over their hearts and say it and feel, and, you know, they swell up with feeling for the nation, but at the same time, those people probably wouldn't feel too comfortable if they knew that it was written by a socialist, because those would be the same people, a lot of them, the very nationalistic fervor that you get in this country, a lot of those folks are very, very anti-socialism, right? So they're actually...
Well, I think they also, those people likely would believe that the Ten Commandments are a very, you know, the highest law.
Idolatry.
Yeah, and that's, in fact, I mean, you know, what's it say? No graven images. Well, I mean, a graven image is an idol, is an idol made out of stone or wood. You really think God was excluding fabric so that you could worship your flag?
You know,
so that
they
you could pledge allegiance to it.
When they have some personal issue they want to push, they always find a way to adapt scripture to support that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't seem to be very adaptive when they, you know, like you said, this is cloth as opposed to a sculpture or something like that. But clearly the idea is there. It's pretty obvious. And that's why it blows my mind when you confront, I've heard you confront Christians on the show. I ask them, well, do you salute the flag? Do you pledge allegiance to the flag? And do you not feel that's idolatry? And it just goes zoom right over their head.
Yeah, no idea, because, you know, how could it possibly be idolatry? My first grade teacher, Mrs. Anderson, told me to do it.
Well, couldn't they also?
She would have never had me worship an idol.
Couldn't they also say that, well, it's not idolatry because it's not God? We're not saying the flag is God.
You're pledging allegiance to it. Now, Bronze Age deity, Yahweh, is a pretty jealous deity. He was pretty clear that not only do you not have gods before him, but you don't have any gods at all besides
him. It says
him.
Under God. It says under God in the pledge. So, therefore, of course, the original pledge didn't say under God, but it does say under God in the pledge. So, therefore, they could point out that the pledge is actually beneath God.
So many of these people have, you know, basically have the same, you know, they believe that the Catholics with their Mary doctrine are not real Christians and, you know, all these things. They're very good at pointing out other religions, you know, foibles in the areas of idolatry. However, they're very bad at pointing out their own.
So the reason and I agree with you completely. I was just trying to
I know.
To answer as one of them might. But the reason I bring it up is, well, Taryn Lupo at LCL Report was asking the question of, well, how does he deal with this? I mean, because he's still around a lot of people, like most people, if the Pledge of Allegiance is being said, they stand up and they put their hand over their heart and they say it. And, of course, his question was, well, should he continue? Now, that wasn't the correction I wanted to make, but what do you think, Dale? I mean, should he continue saying the pledge, or should he try to fit in? Should he go along to get along?
And his reasonings are religious? Is that the idea, that it's idolatry?
Well,
because it was written by a socialist, actually.
Both. He actually brings both up in his video.
Yeah, well, they're both very good reasons to stop saying it, it seems like to me.
He says that's where he feels like he should go, is to stop saying it. But, yeah, that could result in some hard feelings from people.
Well, hey, I'm pursuing Quakerism, so I'm a big fan of following your heart. So,
I'll tell you, I agree too. When I experienced, let me tell you about, I think it was the JC's meeting in Sarasota, Florida, or something to that effect. Maybe it was the Chamber of Commerce or something. I was there with a couple of the two bosses that I worked for at the time, and somebody, you know, just to be a clever gal, the lady that was going to lead the pledge says, "Does anybody know who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance?" I of course know, because I at the time was hosting this show part time, and we've talked about it for years, and of course there's Francis Scott Key, so I held on to that, and and I said it was Francis Bellamy, and because I wanted to, a little bit of drama between her thinking that I thought it was the Star Spangled Banner, but so she was just waiting for me to just mess up on it, and I said Francis Bellamy. She says, "You're right," and I and she said, I don't know who knows this, and I said, "Well, it's basically kept a secret because Francis Bellamy was a National Socialist," and I showed her, and the original salute to the flag was like this, and I showed her the Roman salute with your hand sort of facing inward towards your body.
It's very Nazi-esque.
Out.
Hitler borrowed it and slightly modified.
Yeah, and
45 degrees off. Or 60 off of.
Well, the rotation of the hand is different.
Yeah, the rotation of the hand's different, and so this occurred. I showed everybody. Everybody got a little lesson in flag fascism that day at the Chamber of Commerce or whatever it was. But later on that day, I was talked to by my boss, who was likely talked to by his wife, who was running the magazine. And I get it. I understand. And he said, about today at the JC's meeting, what part of that could we have done without? And I said, the raising of the hand? Yeah, right, the Nazi thing. We could have done without the Nazi thing.
So, but it's true. It's right. So true.
But do you see how it's all enmeshed in this kind of religious fervor? You can't say anything bad about the pledge. You can't say anything bad about, you certainly can't mention
Nazis.
You can,
and you should.
This is mixed company. You can't do these
things.
You
should. Yeah. You can and you should. And that's what I would think Taryn should do. I think he should follow his heart, and I think that he should stop saying the pledge, because if you know what the truth is, then you won't be true to yourself.
I don't even stand up. I think it's all very misleading. It's the same reason I don't stand up for a judge. I'm not going to misrepresent myself and lie about something on where I don't really feel it. That seems very, that doesn't feel right to me, that to misrepresent myself and what I believe. So
I brought it up because, I thought it was a good episode of the LCL Report, but also there was a point made where Taryn made the claim that you've made and we've made on this program, Mark, and that there is no other pledge of allegiance to any other flag of any other country. And there was, and he asked to be corrected if he was wrong about that. And I'm surprised we haven't been corrected, because we've thrown that out there so many times over the years.
There's an Australian citizenship pledge.
That's not, no. Somebody put the Mexican pledge, and it's called something slightly different. Different, but it's a flag pledge.
El Pledgeo de Bandero.
I don't think that's what it is. But there is a Mexican pledge to the flag.
Taco latte.
Maybe I'll pull it up here and we can actually share it with you. But I just wanted to point out that Free Talk Live was wrong. And so there you go. 800-259-9231.
Well, before I just go admitting wrongness, I would like to know, I'd like to be corrected. Do school children say the pledge of the Mexican flag on a daily or weekly basis?
I do not know this.
Yeah, of course not. We didn't even know it existed until a few minutes ago. So, I mean, that's the question I have, because the Pledge of Allegiance is not only sort of Nazi-ish, anti- Christian rhetoric, it's also severe indoctrination because it goes on a daily, and depending on where you are, daily or weekly basis. And that's what I find, you know, most weird about it.
All right, there's more coming up here. Your calls about what you want, 800-259-9231. If you know more about the Mexican Pledge or the Oath to the Flag, as it is called, let us know. Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. They are available to you, including things like our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and you can become a fan there. And that's one of the many ways to keep up to date, keep in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. In fact, one of the things that we'll also need you to do is vote for us again at vote.freetalklive.com. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. Going to take your calls. And real briefly, Mark, since you'd asked about the Pledge of Allegiance in Mexico, we'd always made the claim on this show that we thought that the United States was the only country with a pledge to the flag. Turns out that's not true. Turns out that Mexico has one, and they call it the Oath to the Flag. Now, according to RexCurry.net, which is the go-to site for photos of American school children doing the Roman salute to the American flag, or the Hitler salute, or whatever the heck you want to call it, because Rex Curry says it's misidentified as the Roman salute here, so I'm not sure exactly what he means by that, because I haven't read through the entire site. But according to this, the Pledge of Allegiance to the Flag in Mexico is recited in ceremonies known as Honors to the Flag at Asambleas, which are assemblies mainly held in schools or educational centers throughout the country. The protocol indicates the pledge is recited before the national anthem, and it is also recited making a stiff arm salute, which was adopted from the USA's early Pledge of Allegiance and almost invariably misidentified as a Roman salute. And the text of the oath to the flag is, Flag of Mexico, legacy of our heroes, symbol of the unity of our parents and our brothers. We promise to always be loyal to the principles of liberty and justice that make our fatherland the independent, human, and generous nation to which we give our existence.
Yuck, that's really disturbing.
Yeah, so there you have it.
Now, excuse me. You know, just listening to that, it probably gives an American the creeps.
Mm.
And the reason it gives you the creeps is it's not your pledge to your flag.
It doesn't seem that much
worse. It wasn't indoctrinated in you since you could put a hand over a heart. And if you had an opportunity to step back and sort of look at your culture from that kind of distance as you're listening to that oath to the flag there for Mexico, you would likely be just as offended by the pledge to the flag here.
And that's just it. Once you look at it in a new light, just the first three words right off the bat is disturbing to me, pledging allegiance. That sounds creepy right there to me.
I totally agree. All right, so you can go to RexCurry.net. He's a little eccentric, a little on the kooky side, but a really Johnny-on-the-spot guy when it comes to unearthing old photos of the American school children doing this open-handed Nazi-esque salute to the flag. In fact, he's got a picture of Mexican President Vicente Fox. I guess he's not the president there anymore, but so a very recent photo of him doing the open-handed salute. So apparently they still do it that way
in Mexico. Is that the Roman salute?
I am not sure.
He says it's palm down.
He says it's misidentified as the Roman salute, so I'm not sure what he means by that. But I'm sure you can get all the details there at RexCurry.net. Now, as we're going to go to your phone calls here about what you want, you can talk about the pledge or anything goes. It's Jeremy in Rhode Island. You're on the AMP line. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey. Okay. So today I was at the university I work at. And I think that was open to the public to see Mary Ruart speak.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dr. Mary Ruart, author of Healing Our World, one of my favorite
books. Yeah, it was great. I went up and I asked questions. And afterwards, I was talking to one of the guys I work with, and I saw this girl waiting for a cab, and she was waiting for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I said to her, I'm like, hey, I'm like, you need a ride? I'm like, I run a free market taxi service. She was like, yeah, sure.
Now, wait, had she just gotten out of the discussion with Mary Ruart?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, and it was really anticlimactic because I pretty much just personally got in my car and I drove to where they needed to go and I made $5, which was about half of what a taxi would have charged.
That's illegal. You're a criminal.
I am a criminal. I'm penalty to, thousands of dollars in fines and my license being revoked and all sorts of things, but it was all on a voluntary basis, and nobody got hurt.
How'd it feel?
It felt kind of cool.
It's kind of liberating, huh?
You guys,
the first
I
time,
why you guys are still disobedient.
The first time you do something like that, you're like, wow, I just broke a really stupid law.
I think that's actually one of the nicer kinds of civil disobedience for people to partake of, are the ones that are actually really low risk, and but very liberating, because you know, you suddenly realize that it's really kind of silly, it's really difficult for them to enforce, and lots of people really ought to be breaking it a lot.
Low risk, liberating, and maybe even a little profitable. I mean, you made $5. So
it's profitable for both of them, because she saved money on what she would have paid on
and
taxi.
Time.
He made some money. You know, he made some money, and it was, you know, the only people who suffered for it are people who were using the state to get a lock, to get a monopoly on taxi service.
Now, if you want to take it to the next step, Jeremy, you need to make up some business cards with essentially a throwaway phone number on it or something like that, a track phone or something like that, if you really want to kind of go in the underground route. Change your name, don't give your real name out, and then just, you know, like Joey's Taxi Cab or something like that, and then just start passing that out. Give that to the girl and tell her to tell some friends, and if anytime they need a ride from on campus to somewhere else, they should call you.
Jeremy, instead of that, just wait. Just talk to girls that you find attractive and tell them you run a free market taxi service.
Yeah, this one was cute, man.
Yeah, that's a better way to do it.
Well, you want the repeat business, so you've got to have the business card.
It's not about the business, man.
All right.
It's about the civil disobedience and the meeting the girls.
All right. So, good story, Jeremy. Anything else you want to share?
No, just, that whole pleasure leading thing is kind of crazy. I remember when I was in elementary school, that pretty much everyone did it. I remember kids getting in trouble for not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I remember there was one kid in my class that refused to say it.
Right.
And they pulled him down to the principal's office a few times. But after that, he was allowed to sit through it. But the teachers used to get violent, like very, very, like very passionately angry.
Sure.
About it. So,
well, he's disrespecting.
There's a lot of like threats involved with making the kids do it.
Sure. He'd be disrespecting their nation. He's disrespecting their employer, and that's very upsetting to people. Thank you for the call, Jeremy. I appreciate it. Congratulations with your illegal taxiing there. And of course, it is against the government statutes to operate your own taxi service in most places without begging permission, without paying some sort of medallion fee in order to get a permission slip.
I think it's mostly an ordinance.
Ordinances, statutes, they're all very similar.
Not to the people that write them.
I see.
So people that enforce them, they care.
I don't even know what the difference is between an ordinance and a statute.
Ordinance is
statute
written
at a state level and ordinance a local level?
Municipal.
I see. It is against the law, and that's because the people that are in the taxi businesses, the established taxi businesses, they don't want people like you just puttering around town, picking people up and dropping them off, because you haven't jumped through the same hoops they had to jump through. They want to put up some hoops for you to jump through. That way it's more difficult for you to start your own business, so you'd be more likely to just say, screw it, I don't feel like going through all of this hassle just to give people rides somewhere.
And the other benefit that could happen if they were allowed to do it is the other taxi cabs would have to lower their rates and be a bit more competitive.
And they don't want to do that. 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to fluscam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about Amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Freetalklive.com is our website. We've got a lot of features, and they are all free, including the chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show or any other time during the day or night at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is, how influential he was to the Liberty Movement, anarchist philosophers, philosopher, abolitionist entrepreneur, and mailman. You can purchase this 2,800-page, six-volume set bound in library-quality hardcover and delivered to your door for $335. Go to spooner.freetalklive.com. The purchase link is basically an email. It'll bring up the email thing and just, you know, send them an email, $335 to your door, and you can have this extraordinarily rare set, and once they are sold, they are gone forever.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls and first talk to Jack in Connecticut. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Jack. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm an 8th grade student, and I want to talk about Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. All right, sure.
Every day in homeroom, we have to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I don't say it. I believe it's wrong, so.
Well, how's that go for you?
Well, every morning she says, my teacher, she's very conservative, she's very patriotic, she always says, like, everybody, you got to stand up, and especially on, like, on 9/11, she said, this is a really good day. This is a really important day. You have to say the Pledge of Allegiance today. and I never do. So,
So, Jack, I get the impression that she's trying to cajole everyone to say the pledge. Does that do some of the students sit it out, or?
As far as I know, I'm the only one who doesn't say it.
Okay.
And how long have you been not saying the pledge? Because I know that when I was in school, and I think I started probably as early as elementary school or toward the end of elementary school, just changing the words to the pledge or not saying it at all and stuff like that. But I wasn't doing it because I knew what the truth about the pledge was. I was just doing it because I didn't like being told what to do and just being a little brat. But how long have you been not saying the pledge, and what were your reasons?
Well, it's a little bit of a combination of both. I'm a little rebellious, and I disagree with the flag. I mean, the pledge. I've always been an atheist, so I didn't believe in the under God part. And then, and then I started learning more about it, and I noticed this is like the government-run school is like they're having to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Like this seems almost like socialist, or it almost seems Nazi-like.
It's out and out indoctrination is what it is. It's designed, the words in the pledge. Just picking apart the words in the pledge is pretty disturbing process. Dale, you mentioned that the first words are pretty disturbing, and you're absolutely right about that. But it's just plain old pro-state indoctrination designed to brainwash the young people of America into people that are, you know, when they grow up, brainwashed adults that just blindly follow what they're told to do, blindly worship the state, think that the state is wonderful and magnanimous and great, and it's just nonsense. And so good for you for figuring that out, because the truth actually verifies what you've kind of always known, is that this is a bunch of crap.
It's working. People are brainwashed.
I can't even imagine when I was in school, and we won't talk about how long ago that was, but it was long ago enough that I just can't imagine what the reaction might have been then. It just seems unheard of for a student.
It would have been like someone threw a hand grenade in the classroom.
Yeah.
I mean, they would be that outraged. That simply
I think they would be stupefied more than before they'd be outraged.
Oh,
it would probably lead to outrage, but at first they'd just
corporal
be...
Corporal punishment
why?
Would have been the result.
Why? Why don't you want to? What's wrong with you? You know, and I think it would be that first, and we just don't have the rapid exchange of information that's available now, which I think makes things like this possible, and which I think is why, you know, and getting someone your age to, you know, standing up, or sorry, not standing up, but standing up for your principles, actually, and not giving in to the status quo, I think just giving that opportunity to consider this other perspective that is not normally presented to them, that, you know, that you have the normal indoctrinated perspective that's just pounded into them from such an early age that they can't even, they're too young to consider anything else. You know,
yeah.
and so for you to throw that in there, it's just it just gives people an opportunity to actually think about it and explore it, which is not normally presented.
Has someone, one of your classmates or friends, ever asked you as to why you don't stand or
yeah.
participate in the pledge?
Well, I think they just know that I'm the crazy anarchist libertarian. So.
How does that go for you in school? I mean, I
eighth grade too. I mean,
yeah,
wow.
I can't imagine. I just don't know. I mean, are you ostracized at school in general, or?
Yeah, in general.
No, eighth grade. I'm thinking for me that would have been, I think, 13 years old.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that?
Yeah.
Am I? You're 13. You're about 14. Wow. You sound really mature to be 14.
He does. I agree.
I don't know.
Okay. You've got to be mature to be ostracized in eighth grade.
Yeah, and to continue to stand up for your principles, I think you have to.
Well, I remember when I was in eighth grade, I certainly wasn't Mr. Popularity or anything like that. But it wasn't because of my political views, just because I was a awkward teenager, right? I mean, people click off when they're in high school, and that's
sure.
just kind of the way things are. So do you have like a group of friends, a small group of friends?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
you think so? Okay, I guess that's good, and hopefully you're slowly working on them. And when discussions come up in history class, are you having fun with that? Are you asking?
Oh yeah, definitely
important questions, because you can really have. I could only imagine knowing what you might know, Jack, about liberty and being in eighth grade and still having all of government high school in front of me to really just stir it up.
I can't tell you what I would pay to be able to go back and sit in a government high school history class
yeah.
right now. I mean, I Because you can't get it in college. College is too, you know, generally, you know, these first year history classes, they're much too large. And that's where you're going to get the young minds full of mush. Mm-hmm. And, you just can't replicate it in college the way that you can in high school. And, you know, it's an opportunity. If you listen to Free Talk Live, you will find so much that's so interesting about history to be able to sort of bring up in
history
teacher.
Well, history was so intensely boring for me in high school. And I realize now it's because they were giving us this canned version where all the controversy is removed. The only controversy, of course, is people who disagreed with us, you know.
Right.
That's like, the fact that there was actually tremendous, you know, controversy within just what was presented to us, and there was that was left out, you know.
Absolutely. So, hey, will you do us a favor, Jack? I mean, being one of the younger, I think, callers to the show in these days, he's the youngest I can recall hearing on the phones in a long time, and being in the government indoctrination camps. Will you just call in from time to time and check in when you go?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Sure. Whenever you've got a good story for us about your conversations in class or an interaction with a teacher or one of the school bureaucrats, always love to hear about that. Thank you so much for the call, and maybe it will also encourage others who are in your age range who aren't particularly callers to the show but are listeners to the show, you know, give them some talking points and allow us to discuss it here in the studio, because normally we're not talking about high school on this show unless somebody calls in and shares their experience.
Yeah, now we have a spy in there. It's great.
High school is such an interesting time. How many movies has Hollywood put out about high school and the going
countless.
Back to high school, especially, is a very common thing.
Rodney Dangerfield went back to college.
Yeah, well, there's been several, and I don't know the names of any movies off the top of my head, let alone the ones going back. But, you know, high school is a formative time for students, basically, for people, basically because it stinks so bad. It's just such an awful place full of awful people.
Kids and, forced to be together that don't want to be together.
You know, the funny thing is you know, there's movies like Revenge of the Nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it did so well? It's because nobody believed themselves to be one of the jocks.
I think the number one thing they're teaching you is to be obedient. That's like the main purpose for being in there for 12 years.
And
they set you up for statism.
Yeah, it's an arduous journey for anyone.
And I think one young man or one young lady can really make a difference. Even if it's not happening right there, right then, at that moment, I think being in those classrooms and saying iconoclastic things can at the very least help shake some of those kids out of their status trauma. It's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
By dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free if you enjoy this program. We ask that you vote for us. And it is a tough month for Free Talk Live so far in the voting competition. Competition's heated up. I think, what do we have, only a few hundred votes at this point, Mark?
Well, we've got quite a few. I mean, you know, we've won the contest with this many votes in
before.
The past for the whole month. However, it is tight this month, and we're 100 votes down.
But there have been months where the voting has wrapped up at over 1,000.
Yeah, and those 14, 15, 1,600.
Right, it's been a while since we've seen a month like that, but so we know we can turn out over 1,000 votes. We know that's possible, but it's only possible with your help. So we need you, if you haven't voted in the month of October, to go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It's used to verify that you're not a robot. And go to vote.freetalklive.com, because it makes a big difference for us. Us being number one at Podcast Alley is still one of the major ways that people find this show on the internet, and is very important.
Podcast Alley may not be the it may not be the most active of websites out there, but people go there. It is still a name in the podcasting world. People go there to find out what the best podcasts are.
I opened up I've got a podcast receiver called RSS Radio that I'm using behind the scenes for some of the automation stuff that I'm doing here, and when I opened it up for the first time, it showed me a list of top podcasts from Podcast Alley. I wasn't expecting to see that. Just happened to download one of the many podcast clients out there. So some of the podcasting software is actually using the Podcast Alley Top 10 to give their users some immediate content to listen to as soon as they open the program. So Free Talk Live being in that number one position is very important, not only because it's bringing new listeners to the show, but, Mark, you also use it to market to the advertisers to say, hey, we're the number one podcast, but right now we're number two, right? So we need your help. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. And once you're done with that, there's one other thing that we'll need from you, and that is to place a nomination for Free Talk Live in the Podcast Awards.
This is the month for that, isn't it?
The nomination period is open at podcastawards.com. We are the only podcast who has won all 4 years in a row. So we won through 2005 through 2008. We took home the best political podcast year after year, even though Free Talk Live isn't really about politics.
Well, it's the only category that makes sense.
Right. Originally, it was political cultural, which I thought was a little bit better, but then they split those off. And anyway, we've been the winner for all 4 years in a row, and this is the fifth year, so we still need you to help us out. Go to podcastawards.com, nominate Free Talk Live in the political whole category. Please don't nominate us for the best ever, the best podcast or whatever. There's the two top categories, because if you win that category, you can't even be nominated the year afterward. And I would rather be able to win every single year that one award of best political than to take home the best ever and not be able to win anything the year following. So go ahead and nominate us in the best political category, and that would be much appreciated. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls about what you want. It's Stephen in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Stephen.
Hello.
Stephen, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Ian, Dale, and Mark. How are you doing?
Hey.
I have a friend. He's conservative. He calls himself conservative-leaning libertarian. And he thinks that there's a big crisis in the public schools. He's a Christian guy. I'm not Christian. He's well aware of that.
He's wrong. I can tell you he's wrong already. The crisis is the public schools. But go ahead.
There you go.
What's his concern?
We know that, but anyway.
Yeah.
He's really worried about, you know, the prayer in school thing and the under God and the Ten Commandments and all this stuff, and also the teaching of creationism or the non-teaching of creationism, mm-hmm. The teaching of evolution. And these are really big concerns for him. And I said, man, listen, you got to understand, you can't, because he was trying to get me all whipped up into a froth about this. And I said, listen, I don't care what they do in the public schools. The fact that they're stealing the money. And you know, with an implied threat of violence, and then spending it, you know, to provide this so-called education, this half-assed, if you don't mind the term, education.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm concerned about. I don't care what they do in the school. I don't care if they teach yoga. I mean, it doesn't matter to me what they're teaching there. But he seems to think, and I just thought I would throw it out there to the panel. I guess I can call you the panel.
I think that's an appropriate way to term this.
Right, and I know we have two voluntarists and one very, very, very small government libertarian. And I just thought
it's easier to describe him as just being very confusing. Like, I don't know really what he is, but he's very interesting.
The enigma, known as
yeah,
Mark.
That's right. Yeah, but especially Mark, I would really like to hear from Mark. How Mark, guys like us, how much of a frenzy should we get into about this kind of thing?
Well, I think that basically you made a small tactical error.
Okay.
And I think that probably once he started getting whipped up about Jesus and prayer in schools and them putting condoms on cucumbers and, you know, the rhetoric that we've all heard.
Mixing girls in with boys.
Boys to touch each other in the locker rooms. You know what's going on in there.
Mm-hmm. And I think he talks just like that. That's exactly the accent he has.
And if I may interrupt really quickly, he also believes that there should be no public schools. What he says, though, is there should be no public schools, but since there is, we should be concerned about this. This is what he says. I'm sorry I didn't clarify that before.
Well, you know, I don't know since he has taken it in that direction, I don't know what to say about it other than you know, the old phrase, and I don't even know where it came from, for the thousands or tens of thousands or whatever, hacking at the branches, there's but one who's striking at the root. And
there you go.
In this particular instance, you could probably use that phrase for him. Is, look, I understand you're concerned about all of these issues, but don't you realize that there's somebody out there who's on the opposite of the political spectrum mm-hmm. from you who's concerned about the opposite issues? So
right.
If you're going against that person directly, head-to-head, you're never going to find any common ground with that person except for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that common ground is we should get rid of public education. If you can show that person that we need to get rid of public education, because you'll never find any other common ground with that person. The only thing you can might be able to find with them is that we need to get rid of public education. So if you keep on harping on, you know, prayer and sex ed and whatever it is that you're concerned with, and I understand you're concerned, but if you keep on harping on those, you're not going to find common ground with a certain amount of people.
Because otherwise, it's the eternal struggle. which is what government wants you to be involved in. It's the eternal struggle of you, as you're saying, Mark, there's somebody else on the other side, and those somebody else's are willing to go to the school board meetings just as you are willing to go to the school board meetings, and you can clash and clash and clash and fight and fight and fight, and eventually maybe you'll win. Maybe
it's a diversion.
Right. Maybe you'll get your prayer in schools for another few years before they clash enough to take over the school board, switch it to a direction that you're disagreeing with, and so it's just going to go on for the rest of your existence. And so that's why I agree with what... Yeah, it is perpetual, and that's what the government wants. And that's why I agree with what Mark is saying here, because you could go to, as he's a conservative, I'm sure, he would, as you say, he describes himself that way, he could go to these liberals that he disagrees with and says, how about this? We could come to the agreement that if we get rid of the government schools, you guys can have schools in which you can send your kids and they can learn about atheism and they can learn about, you know, sex and they can learn about whatever it is that they don't, you know, that he doesn't want his kid to learn about. At the same time, they wouldn't have to worry about having some conservatives take over the administration and force the Bible down their throats. So in the same way that he would have the freedom to not have his kid getting the sex education at some sort of conservative-run private school, so would, too, would the liberal not have to be concerned about the conservatives shoving their viewpoint down their throats. And that really is the only thing that you can come to an agreement on. But I think, Mark, you're spot on when you point out that it's hacking at the branches, because there's never an end to the conflict of interest group versus interest group getting a hold of, attempting to wrest hold of that particular government control.
And that's, you know, to some would claim that that is in fact why the public school system is there. And so that people try to grasp hold of the apparatus of government and wield it against their neighbor. That's the whole purpose of government, it seems. If it isn't the purpose of government, it is the result of government. If you put the weapon in the room, then the people of the different sides attempt to get the weapon. This is the only legitimate weapon that you may use to bash the crap out of your neighbor, make them do what you want them to do. So they all wrestle for it. They all want it. And that's really what public school is. You know, they talk about the poor people. If they really wanted poor people to get an education, then they would offer scholarships to poor people. They don't want poor people to get an education. They want to indoctrinate your children.
Everybody.
Yeah, every single one of them.
Except for the kids and the teachers and the politicians.
Well, you have the option of sending them to public schools, and the politicians and teachers, by and large, do that.
Or send them to private school.
Private school, I should say.
Stephen, let us know how it goes with your conversation. Did you have more for us?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Coming up, controversy exploding amongst some of the activists up here in the so-called free state, or soon-to-be free state, and your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's on the way.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.